This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Humma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, one of the biggest killers and one of the biggest problematic things in life is worry. And worrying is somebody, think about it like this, somebody who is facing a tiger is not worrying, right? He's not worrying at all. He is thinking of how do I get out of this or how do I prepare to die. He's not worrying. Somebody who has not seen the tiger, who's not facing the tiger, but he thinks the tiger is somewhere around and he feels vulnerable, that person is worrying. So when we are worrying, it means that the thing that we fear is not in front of us. It is somewhere in the future. And unlike the case of a tiger, which might actually be real, in our case, the things that we worry about are not even real. Most of these are a creation of our imagination. For example, we worry that the economy will collapse. What is the point of that worry? What is the meaning of that worry? What can we do to stop the economy from collapsing or whatever, right? So there's no way in which we can deal with that worry, yet we worry. We worry about what will happen to my children. When they grow up, what's the kind of world that they will face? What can you do about that? We don't look at that and say, how can I prepare my children to face a world which I know nothing about? Instead, we worry about what will the world be like. We worry about our own economic future, for example, right? My business, will it succeed? Will I lose my job? Will this happen, that happen? The only thing that worry does is it weakens you. It weakens you, it drags you down. It takes away your strength and ability to face difficulty, and it blows things out of proportion. Right? It makes things seem to be bigger than what they are. Now, what is the actual reality of something? We don't know because this is in the future. So, Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi says, do not carry the worries of this life because this is for Allah. Why are you worried? You did not create this world. You did not create yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will take care of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La nas'aluka rizqa. I do not ask you for rizq. Nahnu narzuq. We are the ones who provide you with rizq. Allah said, Inna Allaha huwa ar-razzaq dhul quwwati al-mateen. Truly and verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ar-razzaq. He is the provider, the greatest provider, and He provides with His strength and His power, and many such ayats in the Quran. So, He says, do not carry the worries of this life because this is for Allah. Then He says, do not carry the worries of sustenance because it is from Allah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, my Rabb, my Allah, my Rabb is the one who expands your provision or constricts it, and most people do not know. So therefore, we know that our sustenance is decided by Allah, has been written by Allah for us, and has been decided and written long before we were born, right? Time has no meaning in the world of the souls, in the alam al-arwah. So I won't say this many years, that many years, Allah knows best, but definitely written before our time. So therefore, He says, do not worry about that because it is from Allah. And do not carry the anxiety for the future because it is in the hands of Allah. Again, something which is self-evident, which is obvious, but we unfortunately don't seem to see that, and we don't seem to understand that. So therefore, it is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The future only Allah knows. We don't know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not told us. So don't worry about it. Carry only one thing. Now he comes to, what is it, therefore, what must you do? He said, do not carry the worries of this life, do not carry the worries of sustenance, and do not carry anxiety for the future. He says, carry one thing only. How to please Allah. That's it. How can I please Allah? If you carry that one thing in your life, then if you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will please you. And if He pleases you, you will be fulfilled, you will be enriched. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure will be felt by the whole world. We have the famous hadith of Rasulullah who said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves one of His slaves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel salam and says, I love so and so, so you also love him. So Jibreel salam says, I love this person because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him, and he announces in the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, and remember, it's your name being spelled there, spelled out and announced by none other than Jibreel alayhi salam on the hukum of Allah. So this is announced in the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, and you love him also, and Jibreel salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all the beings of the heavens love this person, and this love for this person is also established among the beings, among the people who live on earth. And the converse is equally true. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates somebody, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces this, and this hatred for this person is established in the heavens and on the earth. Now, what is it that determines whether we are in one or the other? Simple. Our actions. So if we focus our life on, I want to please Allah, this is the meaning of taqwa. Taqwa is the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to live our lives in a way where Allah is pleased with us. When we carry that in our lives, when we want to become muttaqoon, live by taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes tawakkul in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes tawakkul in our hearts. He establishes reliance and trust on Him alone in our hearts. When there is reliance and trust for Allah alone in our hearts, then all worries, all fears, all anxieties, all stress disappears. No worries, no stress. That's the whole beauty. That is the whole beauty of this thing. That if we live our lives like this, then we will be free from all of these worries. Now, therefore, final principle to live by that Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi tells us, be good even if you don't receive good, not because of others, but because Allah loves those who do good. Rasulullah said, be just to those who are unjust to you. This is the definition of ihsan, if you think about it. To be just to those who are unjust to you. Somebody did not treat you well, but you treat them well. Not because of anything else, but because you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why I want to close with this beautiful story of Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi again, which I have mentioned many times before. Somebody asked him, they said, what is the secret of your taqwa and your the peace and harmony that seems to be in your life? You seem to be so content and so, at peace. And he said, what is the secret of that? So he said, there are four things that I have understood. Four things that I have understood and I believe in, and these are in my heart. He said, first, that my risk, nobody else can take. What Allah has written for me, nobody else can take that or eat that. So he says, therefore, my heart is content with regard to my sustenance. I'm not worried about my sustenance. He said, the second thing that I've understood is that Allah created me for a purpose, and that is to worship Him, and this nobody else can do on my behalf. Nobody else can do my salah for me, nobody else can fast on my behalf, and so on. So I have to do my own ibadat. I have to do my own worship. And this is what Allah created me for. So therefore, He said, I focus on that, on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, third thing that I have understood and which has taken root in my heart is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me and knows me 24/7. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum," He is with you wherever you are. So if I am in something good, Allah is with me. If I am in something evil, Allah is also with me. And how ashamed would I be to do something which Allah dislikes, knowing that He is with me. So he said, I make sure that I do not do anything which Allah might be displeased with. And he says, the fourth thing that I have understood and that has taken root in my heart is that death is waiting for me. That death is waiting for me, and one day I will meet Allah. And so therefore, I prepare for that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now think about this. What a completely and totally beautiful piece of advice this is. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to follow the advice of these great people, our Salafus Salihin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore to give us this, inshallah, and help us to live our lives in a way where Allah is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.